spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
With a look at the news updates for this Wednesday, I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Brisk walking may improve symptoms of Parkinson's. People with mild to moderate Parkinson's disease who walk frequently for exercise may improve their motor function, mood, tiredness, fitness, and some aspects of thinking abilities. According to a study published online in the journal Neurology, the study includes 60 people who took part in sessions of walking at moderate intensities while wearing heart rate monitors 3 times a week for 45 minutes per session for 6 months. The participants also took tests that measured their motor function, aerobic fitness, mood, tiredness, memory, and thinking abilities. The average walking speed was about 2.9 miles per hour, and participants were exercising at 47% of their heart rate reserve, which meets the definition of moderate intensity aerobic exercise. The study found that brisk walking improves motor functions and mood by 15%, attention and response control scores by 14%, reduced tiredness by 11%, and increased aerobic fitness and gait speed by 7%. On the test of motor function, participants improved by an average of 2.8 points, which is considered a clinically important difference. Fruit fly research may reveal what happens in female brains during courtship and mating. Research over the past 100 years has largely focused on the courtship behaviors of males, but the female ultimately decides whether or not to reject the male. How does the female make this decision? 3 different studies on the topic are being published in the journals Neuron and Current Biology. In one Neuron paper, researchers report that they have identified 2 small groups of neurons in the female brain that function to determine whether or not she will mate with a male based on his distinct pheromones and courtship song. When the neurons are inactivated, the female ignores the male and keeps moving. But when the neurons are activated, the female spontaneously pauses, a crucial step in any female's behavior leading to sex. More news is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on Superhuman Radio.com today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
With the rest of your news, I'm Elliot Turton. Scientists engineer nanoparticles to prevent bone cancer and strengthen bones. Research collaboration between Brigham and Women's Hospital and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has utilized nanomedicine technologies to develop a drug delivery system that can precisely target and attack cancer cells in the bone, as well as increase bone strength and volume to prevent bone cancer progression. The study was published this week in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. The scientists developed stealth nanoparticles made of a combination of biodegradable polymers and alendronate, a clinically validated therapeutic agent that binds to calcium. The largest store of calcium in the human body is in the bones, and by decorating the surface of the nanoparticles with alendronate, the nanoparticles could hone in on bone tissue to deliver drugs that are encapsulated within the nanoparticles and kill tumor cells, as well as stimulate healthy bone tissue growth. Bone is a favorable microenvironment for the growth of cancer cells to migrate from tumors in distant organs of the body, such as breast, prostate, and blood, during disease progression. This work will pave the way for the development of innovative clinical trials in patients with breast, prostate, or lung cancer that are at high risk to develop bone metastasis. Bee-friendly plants sold at big box stores are actually killing bees. The bee population situation has gotten so dire that the White House has created a bee task force. In order to help rebuild the populations, researchers have recommended planting bee-friendly gardens with plants that are sold at the usual big-box garden centers, like Home Depot, Walmart, and Lowe's. While this seems like a great plan, The Pesticide Research Institute has determined that the bee-friendly plants sold at these stores actually contain neonicotinoids, a pesticide thousands of times more toxic than DDT. Honeybees can die when exposed to neonicotinoid levels of 192 parts per million, which detriments their navigation ability, memory, and foraging abilities at levels between 4 and 30 parts per billion. For the Superhuman Radio Network, I'm Elliot Turton.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned, but the second hour guests may not make it. There's a little problem going on right now, so we will update you as we go along. But during the first hour, we're going to be joined by J.C. Herz to talk about her new book, Learning to Breathe Fire, The Rise of CrossFit and the Primal Future of Fitness. By the way, many of you are experiencing problems with our stream on Shoutcast. Even with the Superhuman Radio Network app, it is being fixed. And also, if you have the Superhuman Radio Network app, you're going to want to update it in the next couple days when the new version is available, because that will fix the problem for those of you having trouble streaming the show live. So we are aware of it, and we are working on it. We are in a technological black hole this week here at the studio. Welcome to the show, JC.
It's great to be here.
Yes. So, interesting book. What made you write Learning to Breathe Fire?
Well, when I look at things that really grab popular culture by the lapels and shake, it usually has to do with some kind of primal, unmet need that we have in our lives, in modernity, right? And I got involved with CrossFit through my husband. He's a much better athlete than I am. I'm a brilliant example of what you can do with zero genetic potential for sports. But when I got into it and the whole CrossFit gym, the sort of tribal, social, you know, ritualistic aspect of it, I saw how powerful that was and how passionate people were about it. The journalist in me said, wow, you know, there's really something going on here. And it's worth delving into and kind of drawing back the veil and conveying that to people who have no idea what they're looking at when they stare through a window and people are chucking medicine balls up 9 feet in the air and they think it's transformed their personalities. So there's this gap between, you know, what you see on ESPN and the CrossFit Games and, you know, what you might see through the window of one of these gyms and the internal psychic experience that people describe about doing it, and I wanted to bridge that gap.
Yeah, you think CrossFit is really misunderstood right now? I mean, you know, it's, you know what startles me about CrossFit right now? Those people involved in CrossFit, they just love it, they embrace it. But those people who are not involved with it typically just talk so bad about it. I've heard things that I can't believe that, you know, the injury rate in CrossFit is something statistically impossible, like 155%. It's impossible. Either 100% of the people hurt themselves or less. It can't be 155%.
Is CrossFit misunderstood, and if so, why?
I think it's misclassified or miscategorized. I think people look at CrossFit like a fitness fad or, you know, something that they would do at a chain gym like Zumba, right?
Yeah.
There's this interesting passage in the book about risk and how we think about risk. And how we think about risk is deeply colored by how we frame it. So fitness activities are expected to be zero risk. So, you know, your Zumba class, if someone gets injured in Zumba, there's a Zumba instructor who's going to be fired. The elliptical, zero risk. Like anything that happens in a gym, anything that we would call, quote, fitness, we will not tolerate any risk. But then if you think about sports, right, there's all kinds of amazing risks that we find palatable. You know, our children playing not just football, but, you know, volleyball, basketball, you know, any sport where the foot does not make direct with ground, you know, you're skiing, you're tobogganing, a bicycle, you're just one skid away from orthopedic catastrophe. And we accept these risks because we deem sport to be valuable in all these different ways, not just physically, but socially, character building, all of these things. Go on the positive side of the risk-benefit balance sheet of sports. And the thing you have to remember about CrossFit is that the people who are doing it consider themselves athletes. They are building skill. They are building strength. Some of them are even competing. And so they think about it in the same category as basketball and NASCAR, whereas the people who are criticizing it think about it as the same category as Wii Fit or Zumba.
Yeah, right.
And so that people are talking past each other. Regardless of what your personal tolerance is for, you know, physical hazard, the category of discussion that you're having really affects how those risks are discussed. And the people on either side of the line they're in completely different frames in terms of how they even think about what this activity is.
You know what I find interesting? Someone who I refer to on this show, there are a handful of books that have actually influenced the direction of this show. One of them is a book by Dr. Milind Watvi, who most people in the United States don't even know who he is. He's a physician and a scientist in India who wrote a book called Of Doves, Diplomats, and Diabetes. And in the book, in his quest to expose the prevalence for insulin resistance in today's population by using an evolutionary model, he points out that risk and fear are critically important aspects of activity that influences how we partition our nutrients, what we do with muscle versus fat, and so on. And in the book, one of the chapters, you talk about the science behind maximum effort. And during the break when you and I first talked, I told you that I tore hamstrings deadlifting. I train at a level, and most of the people in this audience, in this superhuman nation, we train at a level that risks injury. And a lot of people are like, why would you do that? But the reality is that if you are not training at that level of intensity, I don't mean reckless abandon and, you know, just doing stupid stuff, but controlled effort that borderlines on pushing the body to its limits, that's where the magic happens, isn't it?
I think there's multiple kinds of magic. I think that there's magic that happens when you get yourself into a situation where you're willing to endure discomfort, right? That's the sort of foothills of the magic is, oh, wow, this is hard. I'm doing it anyway, right? I think that is the transformative step that people take, and particularly in a group, right? Because when you have a group of people who are doing things that are difficult and they know that they as a group can do it, and will do it and are willing to do it, I think that's where some of that primal, social, ritualistic magic happens. One of the things in Learning to Breathe Fire that I pull out is this anthropological thread of sport and how does sport come about. right? And sport is tied up in intensity. And when sport comes about in human society, is in this transition from hunter-gatherer to Neolithic farmer, right? So when we sacrifice animals to our gods as hunter-gatherers, we're really sacrificing two things. We're sacrificing the animal, and we're sacrificing the energy it took to hunt that animal, because hunting takes a lot of energy. And when we become farmers, that animal's right there in the pen, so we look for ways to sacrifice the energy of the hunt. And this is when things like foot races become associated with religious festivals like the Olympics. And once we're sacrificing the energy of the hunt in a way that's not hunting, it can take a thousand different forms. It could be lifting heavy things. It could be running fast. It could be, you know, field events. You could set rules. You could play with balls. It doesn't matter. What you're doing is a ritual sacrifice of human energy. And that, according to a very eminent classics professor at the University of Chicago, David Sansone, defines sport in human society.
Yeah.
And so what I'm trying to do is this core drill of going from the passion of the powerlifter, or, you know, the Olympic lifting, or the jumping, the gymnastics, all of the outward activity, into what's really happening internally and what's our genetic memory that makes this thing so powerful.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. We're talking with J.C. Herds about her new book, Learning to Breathe Fire, The Rise of CrossFit and the Primal Future of Fitness. You can go to superhumanradio.com to get the book today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips.
Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity
activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Take a better dance now.
Cheers. Welcome back. We're talking to J.C. Hertz about her book, Learning to Breathe Fire. J.C., in the book you talk about the gym circuit and junk fitness. Are circuits? What is junk fitness?
Well, so people who read The Omnivore's Dilemma years ago, right? There was this account of the rise of junk food, right? How food became industrialized, it became commoditized, mass produced, very cheap, and not very good for you. And I have a similar argument about fitness, is that in the second half of the 20th century, for a variety of reasons, some of them technological, some of them just having to do with business models,
right,
fitness became commoditized, cheap, kind of mass, not particularly effective, right? And there's a whole bunch of, you know, there's a really uncomfortably large body of research that shows that the sort of moderate intensity stuff that people do at the gym is good for cardiovascular health. It will help your heart and lungs. It just doesn't make you any leaner.
And so isn't this a result of what marketers do in general? And that is try to find what people want in a particular product offering. So we know that fitness is best served with intensity, but the average person doesn't want to do anything intense. They shy away from anything even moderately uncomfortable. And so those who promote fitness out there, they want people to believe, hey, if you just do this for 10 minutes a day, you're going to look ripped, and you don't really have to work hard. Just do this. And isn't that what it really is?
Right, it's a combination of things. It's first, as you say, it's the pleasure principle, right? People, they want to avoid discomfort, and they want things that make them feel good, right? And this is human nature. And then there's a technological piece, which is the machines, right? And the machines, the cardio machines, the, you know, pulley machines and their hydraulic successors, the muscle isolation machines, if you're highly capitalized, they're very cost effective. They cost a lot less than coaches. They cost a lot, this sort of, you know, high touch, high skill activity that builds athletic capacity, right? Which I think is the sort of organic free range equivalent, right? It's more expensive and it's better for you.
Right.
And then there's the business model of a chain gym, which makes all its money from the people who do not show up.
Right.
So the whole business model of a Bally's or a Planet Fitness or any of these chain gyms has to do with making people feel as cruddy as possible about themselves in December. All those flyers go out. People think, okay, fine, I'm going to get it this year, this next year. And battening down the hatches until February 7th, which Gold's Gym calculated, they call it the fitness cliff,
Right.
It's the day with the single largest drop-off in attendance, after which people never come back.
That's amazing.
And after that, it's all gravy for the gym because they're working at about 10% capacity. So you sign up 10,000 members, 1,000 of them use the gym, and you make all of your money on the debits to the bank accounts of everyone else.
Right.
And isn't it interesting? The gym, they'd go broke.
Isn't it interesting that those people don't challenge canceling their membership because there's almost a sense of guilt alleviation when they pay that $22 a month to their local gym,
right,
thinking,
absolutely.
I'm going to go back. Yeah.
And you know, people at least feel like they have the intention.
Right.
And that sense of having the intention is worth $22 a month to them. So there's this whole psychological codependency. But beyond that, and getting back to this kind of the sort of primal tribal thing, there's this social alienation that happens in gyms. And if you're looking at just the physiological effects of these different activities, you know, you can make this case beautifully just on the science and the biochemistry. But I think what's worse is that we're all kind of bowling alone at Bally's. You see rows of people, and they're all with their iPods on, and they're probably watching television, flipping through a copy of Us magazine, trudging to nowhere on the elliptical.
Right.
And the social disintegration and isolation of that is in some ways just as bad as the fact that it's making your heart pump and your lungs expand, but it's not making you any leaner. And one of the interesting things about CrossFit and what makes it so powerful is that it is very social. And it's competitive, but people are also cheering for each other. You know, it has this kind of bison hunting vibe to it. You know, afterwards,
right.
Everyone's kind of flopped out on the floor. They feel like they're about to die, but, you know, they survived. They, you know, they lived to fight another day, and they feel like they belong to a group. And this isn't really anything new. I mean, the Marines have known this for years, right? There's a big chapter about the kinship between military training and CrossFit. If you get people together and you make them do something physically intense and uncomfortable and they achieve it, they will feel like they belong to a group. They will feel like brothers and sisters. And this is not something CrossFit invented. But CrossFit is one of the few modern ways that Joanne in Human Resources can feel like a Marine four times a week. That's the thing that's different, is that there are these experiences that are traditionally reserved either for warriors or for, you know, real team athletes, that have now been democratized, and they're amazing experiences. And for the first time, the average Joe feels like he's part of this band of brothers, and that's why he won't shut up about it at work.
It is interesting. It's an interesting phenomenon. It is bonding. And when you look at CrossFit boxes in general, they do smack of tribalism. You know, they really play on that. And
and they have names, like they name themselves. I mean, it's almost like Game of Thrones, you know, what the CrossFit box is going to name. And I had a funny story. You know, we sent advanced copies of Learning to Breathe Fire to every nonprofit CrossFit affiliate in the world, and these are the boxes on firefighters and military guys out. You know, Camp Leatherneck got a copy of this book. They loved it. But I didn't know how to reach out to them on Facebook when I was trying to contact them. You know, I knew what to say. I'm the author of this forthcoming book, but I didn't know how to open it because dear seemed wrong and hi seemed a little casual. And it took me a week to figure out how to open it, what to say. And I said, hail. So it was like, hail, CrossFit Lightning. Hail, CrossFit Camp Leatherneck. And people loved it.
Yeah.
Right? Because hail was the appropriate salutation.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's appropriate. It's appropriate for that group for sure. Yeah.
I go and sign books, you know, down in Round Rock, Texas at CrossFit Gran Toro. And this woman has three CrossFit affiliates. Like, you know, she's a real entrepreneur, the lady who owns it. And I'm like, you know, hail Lori, queen of Round Rock. I mean, we can have endless amounts of fun with this because it does have this very tribal, archaic sense of itself, and it's one of the few places where it's okay to be absolutely earnest about that.
Yeah. We have to take a break. When we come out of the break, I want to talk about where you're going to be in the near future. I know that you're traveling. You're going to be someplace for the CrossFit Games. We're talking right now with JC Herds. We're talking about her new book, Learning to Breathe Fire. Stay tuned. This is Superhuman Radio. We shall return.
He's got the information that's perfectly healthy for you to snack on. He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
The UK is known for its Queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips.
Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a 4-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with J.C. Herz. Her new book is Learning to Breathe Fire. So, are you traveling? Are you doing any book signings, anything like that, JC?
I am. You know, I'm sort of a traveling troubadour going from CrossFit box to CrossFit box. There's on Facebook, there's a page for Learning to Breathe Fire. If you just search for Learning to Breathe Fire, and boxes have come out of the woodwork saying, you know, can you come down here? Can you do an event for us? So I'm doing JC's Road to the Games. I'll never get to the CrossFit Games as an athlete, but I'm going to autograph my way there as an author. I'm doing an event in Santa Cruz, which is the home of CrossFit, the original CrossFit gym. I'm going to CrossFit Amundsen in Santa Cruz on July 19th for an evening event, and it's going to be kind of a mini seminar on storytelling and sports writing and the power of ritual in athletics, and that's going to be amazing. I'm going to be doing other events in the Bay Area, possibly San Diego, and then sort of driving up to L.A. So any CrossFitters who are listening to this who live on the West Coast on that route are welcome to come out of the woodwork, go to Learning to Breathe Fire on Facebook and see where I'm going to be. But I'm very excited to meet dedicated CrossFitters because I've written these stories, but there are folks out there who live it every day. And there's a moment in these workouts where you just have to put your hands on the bar and get it done. And I have so much respect for people who do that in a very dedicated way. And it's just, it's always great to meet those athletes and coaches.
What do you think, and I know that I have an opinion about Planet Fitness, or like I affectionately call it Planet Fatness. And I think it's done more to harm than help people, but there's a lot of people out there that say, look, at least it's getting people into the gym. Would you agree with that statement?
At least what is getting people into the gym?
At least Planet Fitness is getting people into the gym. You know, they have Donut Day, they have Pizza Day.
There's a great, I think it was the Daily Show that did some spoof of, or interview with a real Planet Fitness employee. I could never figure out whether it was a spoof or not. But they have, you know, bagels there, they have pizza, they give out Tootsie Rolls, I think, at the desk. And then they also have this lunk alert.
Yeah.
You know, if someone drops a dumbbell or something, there's this siren that goes off, and it's a lunk alert. And I think it's this really funny caricature of, you know, the Globo Gym. And CrossFitters have this kind of derisive term for, you know, the chain gym, the Globo Gym, which is from the movie Dodgeball. But, you know, that is the industrial kind of factory food of fitness. And I think it's great that people get out of bed. And I think it's something better than nothing. But at some point you hit this realization that if you really want results, you do have to push yourself. You
right.
do have to go past your comfort zone. And not just in athletics. I think in life, in relationships, in your career, right? The gains come from getting out of your comfort zone. And so I think that there's a kind of a broader sort of spiritual significance to this that has to do with confidence and the ability to sort of venture out past, you know, what you absolutely know you can do. That carries from athletics to career to relationships to, you know, life in general.
You know, I think that CrossFit, I mean, I'm doing three things at one time. Planet Fitness bills themselves as the judgment-free zone, but of all the gyms in the world, they pass more judgment than anybody else. If a girl dresses what they consider inappropriately, shows too much skin, they ask them to leave. If a guy grunts while deadlifting or squatting under heavy weight, they ask him to leave. But meanwhile, they have people there who are literally eating pizza while they're working out on the pizza day. And it's just baffling to me. And I kind of feel like,
I always think about, you know, those scenes in the movie WALL-E.
Yeah.
Where people are on the
yes.
cruise ship.
Oh my God. Was that movie not channeling the future?
So, you know, but I think that there's a deeper thing going on, which is that all of these gyms, you know, we don't question the fact that they're covered with mirrors. There's mirrors everywhere. But it's all based on aesthetics. I mean, it's all based on these aesthetic goals that have people not only, you know, checking out their own abs in the mirror, but comparing their buns to other people's buns and you know, often coming up short.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Especially with women. I mean, there's a very toxic body culture in the gym that has to do with your entire worth being bound up in, you know, your size or, you know, how good you look in that spandex. And one of the great things about CrossFit is it essentially throws all of that away. There's no mirrors. It's based on functional fitness. So it's what can you do? Can you pull yourself up onto a pull-up bar? Can you jump up on a box? Can you do a push-up on your toes instead of your knees? And a lot of women find this incredibly liberating.
Yeah.
You know, to get away from this, you know, how big is this part of my body and how pushy is that part of my body, and say, you know, wow, I can deadlift my body weight. That's pretty amazing. You know, or I want to get a pull-up, and maybe it takes them a year. But they get it, and there's something that's very psychologically powerful about being able to lift up your own body. To say nothing of the fact that, you know, in the chain gym, the woman who everyone aspires to be like is that, you know, like little cheerleader in the spandex. You know, in a CrossFit gym, women look at other women who can really perform athletically and say, wow, I would love to be able to do what she can do.
I know.
And that's not always the skinny little cheerleader. I mean, a lot of the women who come through, you know, they may be overweight, but there's some really good, powerful meat under there. And when they lose the fat, they're actually fairly powerful animals because they've been hauling their own weight around all the time.
Right.
And that takes some doing. And they become fire breathers.
Well, I'll tell you,
women and men.
I'll tell you what I commend CrossFit with to a great degree. And that is, I've been saying that strength is important for women. And in modern times, it's kind of been made a taboo for women. And this is why, you know, women outlive men by 7 to 10 years, but they end up in institutions because they can't get out of a chair any longer. And so mm-hmm. women have to embrace their strength, the strength that they had 150 years ago when they worked side by side with men and delivered children. And so
absolutely.
CrossFit embraces women's strength. I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
I want to take a break. Wait, hold that thought. I want to take a break because when I come back, I want to talk about nasty girls, okay?
Okay.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will be talking more with J.C. Herz about her book, Learning to Breathe Fire. You can get it at superhumanradio.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
So government mandates the use of this, and government says you should try that, but government doesn't do those things.
Listen weekdays at noon.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here. Splice with branched chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
I don't know. Yeah. It's officially the biggest midget in the game.
Welcome back. We're talking to J.C. Herz about her new book, Learning to Breathe Fire. J.C., who are the nasty girls? Isn't that a song by Janet Jackson? Oh, I'm dating myself. I'm 56 years old, so I remember that song.
No, it was, but then it was a hip-hop song, and it was this workout that the Glassmans, the founders of CrossFit, Lauren Glassman in particular, devised for these three women. And these women, it was Annie Sakamoto, Nicole Carroll, and Eva Twardekins, who had been an Olympic skier. These were like the Charlie's Angels of fitness. They were super, super fit. And she created this workout called Nasty Girls that involved some incredibly challenging movements. There were some pretty heavy, at that time, hang cleans for women, and then some muscle-ups, which, you know, traditionally women, you know, very few women have been able to do muscle-ups. And these women just attacked this workout. And in the end, one of them, Nicole Carroll, who's now the head of training for CrossFit, for all their seminars, she struggled through it. I mean, the expression on her face trying to get these muscle-ups because, you know, when your shoulders go to failure, there's just nothing left. I mean, there's nothing you could do about it except, you know, sort of wait 15 seconds and hope there's enough charge in the knee to get up there. And she just yelled, you know, she just yelled, and it's, you know, it's almost like childbirth, you know, watching her try to get these muscle ups. And in the end, she finished it. She was last. She wasn't used to being last. Very competitive lady. And she went, and she was crying in the end because she thought, you know, I lost. I fell so far behind. I'm never this far behind the other girls. And later, when this video was posted to the internet, so this is her biggest nightmare. Like, I failed, I'm doing it in a very public way, in front of all my peers. And all these guys came out of the woodwork saying, A, I couldn't finish this workout, and B, you know, Nicole, you're an inspiration. And these were special operators. These were, you know, very elite, male paragons of fitness, basically saying, you really gutted it out. You know, if I had half the heart that you had, I'd be twice the athlete.
Wow.
And it was an amazing, amazing story because it went to this really interesting aspect of CrossFit, which is that, A, you know, yes, it's a warrior culture, but it's very co-ed. There are, because of the combination of body weight movements and weight and the way things are scaled, there's some women who are performing and showing real courage. And as long as you can show courage, it doesn't really matter what your body parts are. You know, my joke was that the CrossFitters, you know, I was trying to explain this to my publisher you know, the culture of CrossFit. I said,
right.
If you watch Game of Thrones, they're kind of the Dothraki. You know, just think about them that way. You know, the sort of nomadic horse people. And if you show courage and you gut it out, that's what makes you a fire breather. Not your absolute level of athletic performance, but how much you are willing to struggle in with it. And there was a fire breather award that at one of the boxes where I was working out, and it went to a 65-year-old lady who lost 50 pounds.
Wow.
Just because she found so much courage to actually do that she is, you know, on a higher level in some ways in the sort of hierarchy of esteem than, you know, the champion of the CrossFit Games.
You know, I can honestly say that the people in this audience, while some of them are CrossFitters and some aren't, we're all fire breathers because every one of us gets into the gym
mm-hmm.
and we gut it out. I mean, there are days
yep.
where we push ourselves beyond what we think is capable and we're excited about it. You know what I mean? So,
and that's the thing that I had the most fun writing about, and in a way it's the purpose of the book, is looking at the spiritual quality of intensity. Because you can see the physical effect of it. And you can see that people who have it are, you know, mentally tough, right? But it has a spiritual quality. It's not just, you know, calculating your reps, right? It's finding your courage. And that physical intensity has this biological, social, and spiritual role in our lives. And that's what's fun to read about, is the psychological narrative and the kind of between the ears. Because you can get rep schemes anywhere, and a lot of them work. But understanding how people connect to that part of themselves that allows them to find that hidden gear, I think that's what is the most compelling. I had Special Forces guys write me and tell me that the book made them cry. And these are, you know, some pretty rough, tough,
right.
bad dudes. And that's what has been the most rewarding, is that people feel like, in some ways, the deepest part of their experience as an athlete has been reflected in the narrative.
So how long has the book been out now?
So it was published on June 3rd, and it's been out, and I've done a couple of events. I also support an organization called Team RWB. That's Red, White, Blue,
right.
through the book. And it's a military nonprofit dedicated to supporting returning veterans to fitness. So basically, you know, people used to having a uniform, they get out of the military and they don't have a pack to run with. And that social isolation can sometimes make things spiral down and out, you know, pretty quickly. So they find that person coming back from Afghanistan or wherever, and they match them up with a CrossFit boxing club or rock climbing, whatever they're into. And they have a pack to run with. And that's very much in the spirit of the book, which is that we're pack animals. And so, there's events that I've been doing with Team RWB. They did an event called Wad with Warriors, around Memorial Day that I participated. I went to 4 of these things. I'm going to kill myself supporting Team RWB. And so I think that it's not just about selling books, it's about the community and supporting and shining some light on people whose efforts I respect. And that could be athletes, it could be great nonprofit organizations, or, you know, people who are just, you know, kind of speaking truth to the, you know, the power of the sort of fitness, nutritional, conventional wisdom complex.
Right. I think it's interesting that both Charles Gaines, the co-author of Pumping Iron, who I met last year, nice guy, and John Durant, who have been on this show, both kind of said in their own way, Charles Gaines called this book The War and Peace of CrossFit.
CrossFit's War and Peace.
Yeah.
I felt like the torch had been passed, you know, because Pumping Iron was such a touchstone. It was such a cultural icon
yeah.
for, you know, people in the 70s that was the book, you know, made,
well, it really,
know,
it really put physical culture under a spotlight for the first time ever.
Yeah.
And then John Durant, who's been on the show when he wrote his Paleo Manifesto, you know,
mm-hmm.
he says pretty much the same thing. It's the battle hymn of CrossFit.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've been getting some love for learning to breathe fire. It's amazing. Even some ultra-endurance athletes. And traditionally, you know, ultra-endurance athletes have been a little bit critical of CrossFit. But we got, you know, Marshall Ulrich, who holds the record in the Badwater 146. He read the book and he gave it a rave. And I was so delighted and surprised that not all ultra-endurance dudes are CrossFit haters. You know, it really made my day, you know, that there are people coming out of the woodwork, and I think that what they share is past their ultra-endurance guys or have chronicles, you know, bodybuilding or are, you know, paleo standard bearers or special forces guys. There's a bunch of special forces guys who've given really nice blurbs to the book, but they all have this passion and dedication, and I think that speaks to people in the book, that they see that their own passion is reflected.
And that's really what it's all about, passion. When you think about training in general, CrossFit has been able to inspire this in people in a uniform way, and maybe it's because of the, as you pointed out before, this culture that it becomes. Each box, you know, is almost like a tribe. It's one for all and all for one. Yeah. And I think that's what it really comes down to. And I think that's one of the things that the average person who goes into the gym and, you know, they do their light, moderate workout and they sit there and rest and they look around and they talk for a long time. There's no passion in that. There's no passion in the activity at all. And I think that's what really defines the physical culturist. The physical culturist derives passion from that activity.
Passion and a connection to each other and to whatever their life's purpose is.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, it's a great book. I want to tell people, go to superhumanradio.com. It's down at the bottom of the homepage, Learning to Breathe Fire, The Rise of CrossFit, and The Primal Future of Fitness. J.C. Hirst, thanks for being on the show today.
Anytime.
Thank you. All right, so our second hour guest did not know for sure that they were booked today, so we don't have a second hour. So we're going to end the show today. For those of you who say that there's way too much programming and you have to catch up, today's just a one-hour show. Consider that a gift from me to you. Don't forget, tomorrow is Thursday, Trans Evolutionary Fitness with Ken O'Neill, and we have a surprise guest you're going to be excited about, so tune in tomorrow. We'll see you then. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy, but as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the Green Fed Dairy banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
With a look at the news updates for this Wednesday.